Good morning, Greenville.
It's Lynn.
And Maddie. And Shelby.
Yay.
Hey, Shelby, we brought our intern today.
Hi, everyone.
So we're from the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District, and you, fortunately for you, you're listening to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer, your weekly drop of environmental education and conservation amazingness.
Yes, because we're all about the conservation. Yes. But today, do you know what I'm all about? Cool weather.
Ooh.
It's fall. Yay.
Yay. You know what I'm all about?
What?
Community.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wait, I have an idea for a theme this week.
What is that, Maddie?
Let's talk about community programs.
Okay.
Great. Later on, we'll have Joelle Tichy from Trees Greenville talking about volunteer programs and how Trees Greenville plants trees all over Greenville. Later on, we're going to have Aaron Brownlee from Greenville Rec talking community gardens and how you can get your own plot. And let's talk, what have you guys been up to? You guys did something fun yesterday, didn't you?
We totally did something fun. We went to the Clemson Organic Farm.
Ooh.
And we got to meet, we got a tour. It was our, as some of you may or may not know, we work with a commission. So our Soil and Water Commissioners did a tour yesterday, and we were lucky enough to get to tag along. Shelby was there too, weren't you, Shelby?
Yeah, it was incredible.
And we went down to the Clemson Organic Farm.
That's on Clemson University's campus.
Yes, it is. And Farmer Sean took us around. Now, the thing about Sean is I am sure that he said his last name, but it's very difficult. So it's Jadrichek. I can't really actually say
Farmer Sean, right.
I'll just call him Farmer Sean. But he took us around and showed us what they're doing on the organic farm. And it harkens back to the permaculture episode that we did a few episodes ago with Kirsten.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the things that he was doing there were incredible. It was so, so very interesting. And because I'm not a farmer, a lot of it kind of, I think, slipped right over my head. He was talking about doing cover crops. So cover crops are what a farmer would plant in between the seasons of crops. And what they do, it would typically be something like maybe a ryegrass or maybe a clover, because clovers add nitrogen into the soil, so they help the soil. And then they were talking about how they crimped the clover over when it was done. And I'm thinking to myself, you can't possibly be going in there and crimping each piece of clover by hand. But no, there's a machine that does it. It's totally cool. And it rolls right over and it breaks it at the stem. And so it kills it. And then that adds all that organic matter into the soil.
Oh, yeah. Cover crops are the bomb. They help you with erosion. They help you keep your soil nutritious. And it's not good to just be planting the same thing on the same plot over and over and over. So it's good to get some variety. Different plants use different nutrients.
Yeah, and it was great to see how Sean kind of let nature work for him. He strategically placed ponds, around his greenhouses, near the fields, so that, you know, when it's the season for frogs, they go out into the field, they take care of the harmful insects for him. The ponds that are near the greenhouses reflect light back to the greenhouse, warming them up, you know, using less energy, from unclean sources. It was very thought out.
It was really interesting. In the greenhouses, there were actually ponds that were lined in black something, fabric, pond fabric, I guess. I don't know. We didn't get that deep into it. But they put out enough heat that everything is situated for prime use. So, for instance, these greenhouses that he knows are going to be used in the winter are facing where they're going to get the most winter sun. And then the pond is situated in the far end of the greenhouse where it is going to get the most sunlight. So what that does is the water in the black absorbs all the heat, and then it puts out a crazy amount of heat and heats the water for the greenhouse and keeps it warm. It lets the plants grow. It was just incredible. He talked also about the outdoor beds and grading the beds.
Yeah, I believe it was a 0.25% grade, and that really helps prevent erosion or the plants not being able to, you know, the soil not being able to filter properly.
Yeah, and he was saying, you know, if you get like this, whatever, the quarter degree or something like that, he told us how many inches it was over feet. But truthfully, there was so much information. I couldn't even really gather it. But if you go a steeper grade than that, and it was like if you go to like a half an inch grade, then the water just runs right off and it winds up in a ditch somewhere and it doesn't even, it's not useful.
So this just gives it enough of an elevation to help water filter, but not actually run off.
Right, because we all know about runoff.
We do know about runoff.
And water soaking into the ground is better than water running over the ground.
That is true.
Because then it gets cleaned. But yeah, this farm was incredible. They offer a CSA program, which, if you don't know, that stands for community-supported agriculture. So people pay to belong to this program at the beginning of the growing season. They pay a certain amount. And part of that is that you, as a person who's participating, you take on the successes or failures of the farm. So what they do is people go every single week and they pick up produce every week. This week, one of the ones, we were fortunate enough that he gave us some produce to take home with us. And we brought Maddie back because she could not come with us. The world's largest sweet potato.
It's massive. If you have giant sweet potatoes, I hear something good to do is freeze them and then you can cut them more easily. So I will report back.
Yes, report back on that. And the other thing that was really cool is they're growing a lot of ginger there. And they had ginger that is young ginger. And he said they've grown so much of it, they actually can't sell all of it. And so we said, door prizes.
Hey.
You know, we'll be happy to take some of that off your hands. We wouldn't have a problem with that. So he went in and he dug up one ginger plant and harvested 3 pounds of ginger for it. Everybody got a huge chunk of young ginger. So I'm so looking forward to ginger sweet potatoes.
That's really cool. So you're talking about CSAs. I love the idea of a CSA. And there's a lot of them in Greenville. I can't name any off the top of my head, but
Greenbrier Farms does the CSA.
So it's really cool because you're always getting what's in season. You know that it's local. You know the farmer. Oftentimes you can go out and tour the farm and make sure that their practices are up to your standards if you prefer something organic or you prefer, you know, whatever your specifications are. But CSAs are awesome because then you, for the whole season, you get fresh in-season produce, which, I don't know, I like going and getting random things that are in season that I wouldn't, like if I go to Swamp Rabbit Cafe, for instance, or the farmer's market, getting local food in season, because I wouldn't have picked that up at the grocery store, but you get such unique foods.
Well, that's the thing. Greg and I did a CSA, and for us, with only two people, it was too much for us. So, and we did the Greenbrier Farms one, which was awesome. But we shared it with our next door neighbors because they were also a couple. So we split the cost of the CSA. But the thing that was so interesting to me was getting vegetables that I would have really not thought to pick up at the grocery store and experimenting with them in different varieties of stuff. We wound up with all sorts of different types of carrots. You wouldn't think there was really more than one type of carrot, but there was. Lots of different greens, and we enjoyed the heck out of it. But now we're growing our own, so we're not
really
doing
that now. I bet you get ugly foods that way, too. I love ugly foods. And you know what? We'll do a whole segment about ugly foods in a future show. But eat the ugly foods. Don't turn them away because they're ugly.
So,
you know what?
Shelby?
You're beautiful on the inside, too.
What do you think of ugly food, Shelby?
Oh, I'm all about it. And I actually saw a recent study where they're suggesting that ugly foods are actually healthier because the skins are working to fight all of that bacteria or the things that are making them ugly. And so they reduce all of their nutrients to fight it.
That's nice. Really cool.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We are getting ready to have Joelle Tichy with Trees Greenville. She's going to join us. Shelby, you have done a wonderful job on your very first Saturday Splash episode.
Thank you.
You're tuned in here, 94.5 WGTK The Answer.
You're not the one for me. No!